Labor Day events in Iowa also drew presidential contenders from Dubuque in the east to Sioux City in the west. The South Central Iowa Federation of Labor held a party at the state fairgrounds in Des Moines. It drew a couple of prominent Democrats running for the White House, including Hillary Clinton, who was there along with former President Bill Clinton. Here's a sample of what Senator Clinton had to say.
We're going not just to celebrate labor on Labor Day, but we're going to celebrate labor every day, and we're going to have a president again who respects the contributions of working people and labor unions in America.
NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from Madison County, Iowa. And Scott, tell us about the reception today for Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Well, they got a warm reception. Senator Clinton was introduced by her husband, the former president, who was certainly dressed for the occasion in blue jeans and an open-neck shirt. And she certainly paid tribute to working people, but her remarks were not narrowly tailored to organized labor, and this was an organized labor crowd. She spoke more about boosting the middle class, developing a universal health care system, shifting energy policy to alternatives, which is something that's popular here in Iowa. Her loudest applause, I think, came when she talked about her plans to withdraw troops from Iraq.
Now, earlier today, John Edwards was at the same event, and he's been working hard to get the labor vote in Iowa and elsewhere. How has that been working out for him in Iowa?
Well, fairly well. Of course, all the Democrats have been, but I think Senator Edwards in particular has directed a very populist appeal targeted to labor unions. And as you mentioned, he picked up the endorsement today of the largest industrial union in the country, the steel workers, as well as the mine workers. And although he made a side trip to Pittsburgh to accept that endorsement, there are lots of steel workers here in Iowa, and they're helping him out. There was a recent Time magazine poll which showed the former North Carolina senator with a narrow lead here in Iowa, just ahead of Hillary Clinton, and with Barack Obama a close third.
Now, we mentioned earlier that John McCain was also in Iowa today, and I gather he was at a Labor Day parade with a somewhat more somber tone. Tell us about that.
It was. It was not a crowd of cheering union members here. He was in Neola in western Iowa, which is a small town of about 850 people. And in addition to the Labor Day parade, he was there for the dedication of a veterans monument. And it was rather poignant. There were Vietnam-era veterans there in leather motorcycle vests, and Senator McCain hugged some of them. He also shook hands with more recent veterans who were dressed in desert camouflage. And maybe in a nod to your Milford couple, he didn't waffle in his support for Iraq, although he acknowledged that that's put him at odds with public opinion polls. But he said that Americans are united in their support for the men and women fighting in Iraq.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley in Madison County, Iowa.